Let me get my India sound. Okay. So, I'm going to read to you a story from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Chaitanya Charitamrita was written less than 500 years ago in Bengali, and it is the life and precepts of Krishna in his most recent avatar, known as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As members of the Krishna Consciousness or ISKCON movement, before chanting, before speaking, I always recite his mantra, which we did. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, which I instructed you before you chant your mala. Very good. So Lord Chaitanya was speaking to his disciple Sanatan Goswami, and in the midst of that education, he told the story of Mrigari. Mrigari means enemy of the animals. So let's see how Lord Chaitanya preached. Remember, I sang that song, Have Mercy on the Animals. So that was the lead-in. So that gave you the theme. Lord Chaitanya says, I shall now narrate the story of how a hunter became a great devotee by the association of an exalted personality such as Narada Muni. From this story, one can understand the greatness of association with pure devotees. Once upon a time, as all stories begin, once upon a time, the great Saint Narada, after visiting Lord Narayan, everyone say that name?
Narayan.
In the Vaikunthas, Vaikunthas is the spiritual world, went to Prayag to bathe at the confluence of the three rivers, Ganges, Yamuna, and Sarasvati. Anybody been there? You've been there. Oh, so you got one up on me. I've never been. Very nice. No, I have not been to Prayag.
Oh, not at Prayag.
No. Yes, that's... Anyway, Narada Muni saw that a deer was lying on the path through the forest and that it was pierced by an arrow. It had broken legs and was twisting due to much pain. Farther ahead, Narada Muni saw a boar pierced by an arrow. Its legs were also broken, and it was twisting in pain. When Narada went further, he saw a rabbit that was also suffering. Narada Muni was greatly pained at heart to see living entities suffer so. When Narada advanced further, he saw a hunter behind a tree. This hunter was holding arrows, and he was ready to kill more animals. The hunter's body was very dark. He had reddish eyes, and he appeared fierce. It was as if he was the superintendent of death, Yamaraj, standing there with bow and arrows in his hands. When Narada Muni left the forest path and went to the hunter, all the other animals immediately saw him and fled. When all the other animals fled, the hunter wanted to chastise Narada with abusive language. But due to Narada's presence, he could not utter anything abusive. That's because Narada Muni is a transcendental person. For instance, when my wife and I met Srila Prabhupada, that is our first glimpse at a real saintly person. I remember the first time I saw Srila Prabhupada, I felt as if glowing light was coming at me. So when you see a great, powerful, saintly person, you cannot be like you. So this hunter wanted to chastise Narada, but Narada was too spiritually powerful. The hunter addressed Narada, O Goswami, O great saintly person, why have you left the general path through the forest and come to me? Simply by seeing you, all the animals I was hunting have now fled. Narada replied, leaving the path, I have come to you to settle a doubt that is within my mind. I was wondering whether all the boars and other animals that are half killed belong to you. The hunter replied, yes, what you're saying is so. Narada then said, why do you not kill the animals completely? Why do you half kill them by piercing their bodies with arrows? The hunter said, my dear saintly person, my name is Mrigari, enemy of animals. My father taught me to kill them in this way. When I see half-killed animals suffer, I feel great pleasure. That's a hunter. Just see, and he's, not only is he a hunter, but he wants to see them suffer more. That is extremely cruel. Narada then told the hunter, I have one thing to beg of you. The hunter said, yes, you may take whatever animals or anything else you would like. I have many skins. If you would like them, I shall give you either a deer skin or a tiger skin. So just see, the hunter thinks that a saintly person like Narada is interested in some skins. Narada said, I do not want any of these skins. I am asking only one thing from you in charity. I beg you from this day on that you will kill animals completely and not leave them half dead. As I mentioned, I think I said last night, how when you're preaching, you can only go one step at a time. So Narada, he is the most expert preacher. So all Narada is doing is asking the hunter, if you have to kill, don't half kill them. Kill them outright, taking him to the next step. The hunter replied, my dear sir, what are you asking of me? What is wrong with the animals lying there half killed? Will you please explain this to me? So you can imagine the kind of person Narada is preaching to. He can't even realize that half-killing animals is anything wrong with it. Narada said, if you leave the animals half-dead, you are purposefully giving them pain. Therefore, you will have to suffer in retaliation. So that's called karma. We talked about karma a little bit last night. As in America, they say, what goes around comes around. So Narada here is telling the hunter, yes, you may think it's okay to have killed the animals, but you are going to have to suffer in retaliation. My dear hunter, your business is killing animals. That is a slight offense on your part. But when you consciously give them unnecessary pain by leaving them half dead, you incur very great sins. All the animals that you have killed and given unnecessary pain will kill you one after the other in your next life and in life after life. So that's the full picture of karma. Even this concept is there in other religions. As you sow, so shall you reap. An eye for an eye, a tooth for tooth. So this law of karma is absolute. There is no escaping on the material plane. You can escape it if you repent, if you atone, or the best way to escape your karma is to do what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, completely surrender to him. And you can easily completely surrender to Krishna by chanting. So let's all chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya then said, In this way, through the association of the great sage Narada Muni, the hunter was a little convinced of his sinful activity. He therefore became somewhat afraid due to his offenses. The hunter then admitted that he was convinced of his sinful activity, and he said, "I have been taught this business from my very childhood. Now I am wondering how I can be freed from these unlimited volumes of sinful activity. My dear sir, please tell me how I can be relieved from the reactions of my sinful life. Now I fully surrender unto you and fall down at your lotus feet. Please deliver me from sinful reactions." So, this is the sign of a great, powerful, saintly person, that by his speaking, by his influence, others can change. We saw this with Srila Prabhupada. When Prabhupada came to America in 1965, his first disciples were from the very, very lower regions of human society. But even though they were very degraded, by his presence, by his purity, by his potency, they decided they could give up their sinful activities. They were addicted to meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex. So by Prabhupada's influence, even me, by Prabhupada's influence, we gave all those things up. That is the sign of a powerful saintly person, that by his influence, people who are sinful become rectified. So we see the hunter now wants to be delivered. He has surrendered to his guru. Narada said, "If you listen to my instructions, I shall find the way you can be liberated." And that's another important point. When you accept a guru, you have to follow his instructions. Accepting a guru is not a formality. Accepting a guru means you have to follow his instructions. Just like, say you go to a doctor, and the doctor tells you, oh, you have serious problems. So the doctor says, but we've caught it in time. The doctor will say, if you follow my instructions, we have a good chance of curing the disease. But if the patient then, after visiting the doctor, says, I don't care about that doctor, then the patient won't get cured. If the patient follows what the doctor says, then he can get cured. So the same way, one should accept a guru or a sadhu or a saintly person, but the proof is you do what that person says. Otherwise, don't waste your time. The hunter said, "Yes, I will do whatever you say." Narada said, "First of all, break your bow." If he breaks the bow, what does that mean? No more hunting. "Then I shall tell you what is to be done." The hunter said, "Whoa, wait. If I break my bow, how am I going to maintain myself?" Narada said, "Don't worry. I shall supply you all your food every day." So now Lord Chaitanya comments. Thus, being assured by Narada, the hunter broke his bow. Immediately he fell down at the saint's lotus feet and fully surrendered. Thus Narada raised him with his hand and gave him instructions for spiritual advancement. Now listen to what Narada tells this hunter. This is quite amazing. Narada told the hunter, "Return home and distribute whatever riches you have to pure Brahmins who know the absolute truth. After you have distributed all your riches to the Brahmins, you and your wife should leave home, each of you taking only one cloth to wear. Leave your home and go to the river. There you should construct a small cottage. And in front of that cottage, you should grow a tulsi plant. You're trying to grow tulsi. Very good. You should grow tulsi on a raised platform. After planting the tulsi tree before your house, you should daily circumambulate that tulsi plant, serve her by giving her water and other things, and continuously chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Let's all do that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Every day I shall send sufficient food to both of you. You can take as much food as you want. So this is a good spiritual master. He is going to take care of his disciple completely. Lord Chaitanya then said, the three animals that were half killed were then brought to consciousness by Narada. So he has got power. They were half killed. He brought them fully back to life. And the animals got up and swiftly fled. When the hunters saw the half-killed animals flee, he was certainly struck with wonder. He then offered his respectful obeisances to Narada and returned home. After all this, Narada went to his own destination. After the hunter returned home, he exactly followed the instructions of his spiritual master, Narada. So that is key. As I mentioned it, but it's worth mentioning again. When you get an instruction from a spiritual teacher or a saintly person, you simply follow it. That's all you have to do. Just be obedient. In the same way, Anika, you have to obey your parents. Okay? If you obey your parents, you will get Krishna's blessings. Do you want Krishna's blessings? Then you have to obey your parents. Fair enough? Good? Jai. Now all the parents like me, right?
To Anika's defense, she's already a good girl.
Yes. Very good. Somebody likes you. All right, let's see what happens now. The news that the hunter had become a Vaishnav devotee spread all over the village. Indeed, all the villagers brought alms and presented them to the Vaishnava who had formerly been a hunter. In one day, enough food was brought for 10 or 20 people. But the hunter and his wife would only accept as much as they could eat. One day, while speaking to his friend Parvat Muni, Narada requested him to go with him to see his disciple, the hunter. As the saintly sages approached the hunter's place, the hunter could see them from a distance. With great alacrity, the hunter began to run toward his spiritual master. But he could not fall down and offer obeisances because ants were running hither and thither around his feet. Seeing the ants, the hunter whisked them away with a piece of cloth. After thus clearing the ants from the ground, he fell down flat to offer his obeisances. Narada then said, my dear hunter, such behavior is not at all astonishing. A man in devotional service is automatically nonviolent. He is the best of gentlemen. The hunter then received the two great sages in the courtyard of his house. He spread out a straw mat for them to sit on, and with great devotion, he began to sit them down. He then fetched water and washed the sages' feet with great devotion. Then both the husband and wife drank that water and sprinkled it on their heads. When the hunter chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra before his spiritual master, his body trembled and tears welled up in his eyes. Filled with ecstatic love, he raised his hands and began to dance, waving his garments up and down. When Parvat Muni saw the ecstatic, loving symptoms of the hunter, he told Narada, "Certainly you are a touchstone." Narada then asked the hunter, "My dear Vaishnava, do you have some income for your maintenance?" The hunter replied, "My dear spiritual master, whoever you send gives me something when he comes to see me. Please do not send so much grain. Only send what is sufficient for two people, no more." Narada Muni approved of the hunter's not wanting more than a daily supply of food, and he blessed him by saying, "You are fortunate." Narada Muni and Parvat Muni then disappeared from that place. Thus I have narrated the incident of the hunter. By hearing this narration, one can understand the influence of the association of devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, since my wife is here, can we sing some more songs? You're going to like these. And yes, we need you. You are a drummer. I love the way he plays. And that thing sounds so good. That's called a djembe, right? Yes. But that's a mini djembe, because I've seen bigger ones. This has a nice sound to it. Yes. He likes everything.